Good morning. Today our question is, we've been talking about bal tashchis, wasting of food, also bizui ochlim, treating food in a disgraceful way. For example, throwing good food directly into the garbage. And our question today is the prohibition only when we actively throw the food away, actively putting it in the garbage, for example, actively destroying it? Or how about passively, if I just leave it lying around and it goes to waste by itself, or I know this is not going to be eaten, but I'm not going to bother putting it in the fridge, for example. I'll just leave it out, and a couple days later, for sure, it's going to be putrid. And is that also a problem of bal tashchis? And the distinction that we're trying to make here is, I'm not actively destroying it, I am simply being passive, and it gets moldy or goes bad by itself. And in fact, we see a similar issue when it comes to the fruits of Shvi'is, Shemitah, and we are coming towards the end of the Shemitah year. And as we have seen, when you have produce left over that does have the status of Shemitah, one thing that is done, for example, if you have some Shemitah produce on your plate and no one's going to eat it or it's starting to go bad, you put it by itself, put it in a bin or a bag and let it rot. We are not actively putting it in the garbage and destroying it. We're simply letting it go bad by itself, and that would be acceptable. So the question is, do we have the same thing when it comes to bal tashchis, general going bad of food? If we're passive, is it going to not be a problem, kind of like Shemitah, or is it going to be a problem? Now, truth be told, when it comes to this issue, we have a number of difficult issues in deciding it's something active or something passive. Am I actively destroying something or am I passively destroying something? Because the halacha happens to be that when it comes to our issue today of destroying food, we do treat it like the Shemitah food, that the problem is actively destroying the food. But if you're passive, you let it rot by itself, you let it go bad by itself, that is not considered a bal tashchis, and that would be permitted. But why? Because I'm being passive. That's a shev val taseh. I'm sitting, I'm being passive, and not destroying the food with a kumbase actively. But the line between what is passive and what is active is very difficult. For example, the Sefer Eitz HaSadeh brings in a footnote, a number of questions. If you, for example, leave the food in a hot place, you leave it in the sun, is that being active? I'm actively destroying it because I put it in the sun. Or is that being passive? I may have put it in the sun, but I didn't actively destroy the food. It still went bad by itself. Or if I leave it outside of the fridge and I could have put it in the fridge and it would have maintained longer and I did not put it in the fridge. Or if it was in the fridge and I took it out of the fridge, is that being active because I took it out of the fridge? Or is that being passive because still I didn't destroy the food. I simply took it out, put it on the counter and let it sit there for a couple weeks, a week, whatever the time is that active or is passive? So it's difficult to know in all of those situations. So truth be told, the Sefer Eitz HaSadeh brings a Chazon. He's talking about something else. He's talking about the prohibition of erasing the name of God. And it's based on a Chazon Ish there, and he extrapolates from a Chazon Ish. When is it prohibited to erase the name of God? When you actively do it, as opposed to passively, for example. So he says, based on a Chazon Ish, which we're not going to get into, this is the standard he uses as it applies to destroying food. It's as follows, V'itachen shegam legabe grama. If you indirectly cause the destruction of food, just like the Chazon Ish talks about, when erasing, heaven forbid, the name of God, so too we're going to apply the same standard. If you do an act that immediately destroys the food, that is going to be a problem. For example, putting it in a fire, next to a fire. You're putting it in a place where there's fire, and a fire immediately comes and destroys it. So you put it in a place that leads to an immediate result of destruction of the food. That is considered that you are a grama. You are causing, directly causing the destruction of the food, and that would be active destruction, and that is prohibited, even though you're not actively destroying it. You're not lighting the fire tip, but you put it next to a fire, and the fire consumes it. That happens immediately. That is going to be problematic. That's going to be prohibited by tashchis. However, however, if you put it in a place, so I'm actively putting it in a place, but it's not being destroyed right then. It's going to be destroyed in that place in the future, but not immediately. that is considered being passive, and that would be permitted. So there we have it, the psak. Our original question was, is the prohibition about tashchis destroying food only when you actively destroy it or also when you passively? And what we're saying is, when you're passive, it's permitted, but we are now defining passive as you aren't leading, your action is not, even if it's your to have an action, it's not going to lead to an immediate destruction, but it will be able to exist for some time, and then it will destroy by itself. So even if you're putting it in a situation that leads to its destruction, but it didn't come destroyed immediately, it sat out in the sun and it was 100 degrees out, that is considered passive, not active, and would be mutter. Having said that, it is still preferable to eat the food. If it's still edible, that would be preferable. A choice between passively destroying food and you or somebody else eating the food, the preference would be that somebody indeed does eat the food. Now, it also leads to the question, how long do you have to wait in order for that food to be considered destroyed, that you can put it in the garbage? So I left it out in the sun, and I wouldn't eat it at this point, but maybe other people would eat it at this point. So truth be told, Rav Nissen, Karelis, Paskins, that is not considered destroyed yet. You have to wait till people in general will not eat. Not only you or a few people. The standard is as follows. A mavur based on Rav Nissen Karelis, the av dvarim she'ein da'ato lihishtamish b'hem, even things that you subjectively are not going to eat. I'm not going to eat that. Nonetheless, mikol makom kol she'adam acher yachol le'enot mehem, as long as there's somebody out there who would benefit from it, asur lezarkom, it would be prohibited to throw it out. So you have to wait. You have to wait until really it would not be used by people in general, not only you, not only the people who are more mifunak, those who are more spoiled, more sensitive. You have to wait for the general society to say, that is not something I would want to eat. And at that point, it can be actually actively thrown out. It's not considered food anymore. It's not considered edible at that point. Have a wonderful day.